RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike to tell you along with Herb Tyler. It's our Inside the Tiger Den segment, and it's brought to you by Rouse's Markets. Celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. Have on with us, was going to say talking text line, but he's here. Jeff Palermo from Louisiana Radio Network. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us, and glad to see you here at Acme again. And, man, what a difference just a few weeks makes.
Yeah.
Player-wise, coaching-wise, everything-wise. The one thing I can say about Houston, I told Herb the story that we had on Willie Fritz, and he was like, Mike, everything is normal here. Everything's the norm. And he got a chuckle out of it. I knew what he was going with it in that spot. And so are you like everybody else sort of wondering what LSU team's going to show up here tonight?
I think you're going to see a team that's going to give full effort. Whether there's execution there or not, I don't know. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. You have guys that are certainly trying to put some more good play on tape. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially considering your four offensive linemen that have entered the transfer portal, but all of them are going to play. Ahmad Bro's going to play. He's in the transfer portal. Yep. A little bit different than it was in 2021 because when those guys went in the transfer portal, the portal was open in December as opposed to January. So once they went in, they didn't play in the bowl game. So LSU is actually, when I was writing my preview piece for WWL.com, I looked at them like they're actually not in that bad of shape. Right. Now, they don't have six starters on defense.
No.
But they will have some guys that I think will have an opportunity to either impress the new coaching staff or if they decide to go in the transfer portal, a chance to, again, put some more good tape on film, guys like Jarden Gilbert, Devon Keys, Tylan Singleton, guys like that. So it is a big game. LSU's playing football. When it's July 27th, we'll be wishing there's an LSU football game on. So I think we need to watch it.
I agree. Oh, the offensive line, Carius Kern, that'll be interesting to see what happens with him. Because it's been sort of a little bit of a flip-flop with him. I was surprised with Tyree. I thought he was a guy that probably was going to stay. I like the way he could pass protect. Yeah. Now, again, as a run blocker, he needed some work there.
Yeah.
But, man, he's a damn good pass protector. But in today's world, man, we shouldn't be surprised with any movement.
No.
Anybody.
He's a Frank guy, too. Like, let's not be.
Yes.
Right.
You're right.
That is St. August. It's just weird that it comes out the day of the game.
Yes.
Like, why couldn't you wait the next day? Or I don't know how all this is really transpiring. I don't really blame. I mean, if you're not, you know, a big-time star or making a bunch of NIL dollars, I don't know why you want to get into the transfer portal every year.
At least take a look.
Just to see what's going on, especially.
Yeah, because you're in it doesn't mean you have to move.
Right.
Yes, right?
Especially in a coaching transition where You know, everybody. You know, I could see it. You know, if the coach like Willie Fritz, it's well established. Or at least 2 years, anyways. That's well established in today's college football. But because there is just so much of flux here, why don't you just go in there and who knows? Maybe Lane watches the tape and says, you know what, we want to keep you at all costs. Yeah. And then you just decide, okay, I take your name right back out.
One of the things Coach Fritz brought up was the fact that players will change, and they may not have some players, but he said, you know, we're not talking about 2- and 3-star recruits here. We're talking about all these guys that are the backups.
Yeah.
They 4,
right.
5-star recruits. And he talked about what jumped out on him film. Size, because he said we don't play in the Big 12 guys along the offensive defensive line with the size that LSU has. He said we don't play them weekly.
Mm-hmm.
Now he played them when he played against Texas Tech. That wasn't too good for Willie and the Cougars.
Yeah.
But he said that jumped out at him was the size of LSU.
Well, and we've talked about it, though, I guess, with the focus on the offensive line. You know, we thought, hey, the Western Kentucky game, for instance, this is a game for LSU where they should be able to run the football. They struggled against Tech,
That wasn't too good.
So I don't know if LSU can win. I mean, I think on the defensive side of the football they could. And Houston doesn't have its starting center. But I don't know, you know. If LSU run, I'm not anticipating LSU to go out there and run for 180 yards tonight.
Jeff, I mean, come on now, Jeff. This is the game. This game tonight.
Yeah. Herb, how much money you want to put on this?
If it doesn't happen tonight, it's not going to happen.
It ain't going to happen.
Ain't going to happen the rest of the games of the season, right? But one of the things here is about some of the freshmen getting an opportunity and I heard Coach Frank talk about LaRon, the Francis.
Yeah.
Teron
Francis.
Yeah, Teron Francis. Getting him an opportunity to get some playing time. Now, he saw a little bit during the season, but I think he's trying to tell you something about Francis.
Yeah.
When he brings his name up. And he's the guy I know, other guys I know, Coach Hankton, he had talked to me during the summer. I think we got something here,
Mike. I would think there's going to be 2 or 3 guys that are going to pop tonight that have not played all year or have played sparingly, maybe 2 or 3 games. Of course, the bowl game doesn't count towards whether you're redshirting or not, so it's free game. Everyone can play, and I think that's what I'm hoping that you see, that there are some guys. A Teron Francis is a guy that I think would be really good, great if he could see something out of him, because you're losing a lot of these wide receivers. You know, Marion Brown's moving on. Aaron Anderson's already moving on.
Yep.
Bauer Sharp's going to be moving on, I suppose. I know he's a tight end, but, you know, still, there's a lot of guys here. And I think what LSU has really missed since 2023, and I think Aaron Anderson was great last season, so I don't want to really take anything away from him. But they really have missed that dynamic.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or dsw.com.
Receiver. I mean, it seemed like they had such a great run there. obviously with Jamar Chase and then Kayshon Booty, and then you move into the Malik Nabers and
Brian Thomas
and
Jr.
And the last couple years, it's just been they've been void of that a little bit.
Chris Hilton was supposed to be that guy, right?
Yeah, this was the game last year that he had a really good game, and everybody was like, "All right, he's ready to have a big 2025." And It just never happened.
He's still in the witness protection agency.
It's kind of like the run game, right? It's going to happen tonight, okay, guys? It's going to happen tonight.
So, well, I hope so for Chris.
I agree. I don't
because you got no
that.
More eligibility left.
No, right? you don't.
It's gone.
You don't. Now, the other thing, too, and the other piece to that is this year's offense just literally was non-existent.
Yeah,
and when I say offense, I mean the creativity, the identity. You know, who are we? What are we going to do? What, you know, who are the actual top players? And we showed nothing. And then Nuss apparently was hurt for half the season, if not the whole entire season, and that affected him greatly. So, I mean, what do you do?
What I would hope tonight, this is it, right? We're all, you know, joking about it, but this really is it. For they just let it rip. Let's see him throw the ball.
Who cares what happens at 12 midnight tonight, right? Who cares, right?
Just I mean, play the you game. Go back to the Oklahoma game. It was so much lateral action in the passing
Terrible.
Game. And you know, Lane Kiffin, whatever, however that story ever came out, where I don't think he was joking. He was saying, who came up with that game plan against Oklahoma?
I agree. That's the same question.
No.
Who didn't come up with it?
He texted me that during the game. I didn't need Lane to tell me. No. He texted me that during the game.
Right, right. So let's see them let's see Michael Van Buren take a five-step. Well, I guess a lot of things in shotgun, but whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Let's see him launch some passes downfield.
Okay, what happens if Van Buren gets hurt?
Juwan Johnson.
Well, not necessarily.
So we ain't throwing a lot of passes to you.
No, guys. Don't forget, they called me a couple weeks ago.
And you ain't got no more eligibility left. You ain't got no more. You're like, hey, man.
Yeah, it's all right.
You ain't got no more eligibility left. But would be something that I'm sure they've worked on
in
practice.
I'm sure they have.
With Juwan, who also has a decision to make on exactly kind of where he wants to steer his career. I've always felt, now you saw him in high school, so did I. We got Ian Oze in here. He saw him a lot in high school. My thing is, what the hell was the deal of putting him at defensive back?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't get that.
I don't know. And I remember Brian Kelly, I think it was, so that would have been the spring of 2024, saying, we got this ultra-talented kid, but we don't know exactly how to use him.
Well, I didn't like to hear that.
Yeah. I mean, he even said, he threw out a lot of, well, the guy can probably return kicks. He can play slot receiver. He can do this. He can do that. We just don't know where to put him.
So you do nothing, right?
you're just holding on to him playing defensive back.
Yeah.
Right. So that
wasted a year.
It sounds eerily similar to what they were trying to figure out with Howard Perkins as well, right?
Right, yeah.
The same thing. And Brian Kelly, I think that was one of his demises, was the fact that he never really truly, in my opinion, trusted his instincts or the people around him to help him make the decisions. Because you got a player in Juwan Johnson that, at the very least, put him at quarterback and let him run some really cool package for you.
Some of the read option stuff.
He can throw the football, too.
That's crazy. I mean, the media got to see a lot of preseason camp, and I don't think that'll happen during Lane Kiffin. But
No. I'm fixing to tell you. You thought Coach O was bad about that. Man, Lane is even worse than Coach O'Dron.
He got it from Nick Saban, so let's not forget
that. No, they got that from Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll.
They all kind of gradually went that way, like Pete used to do.
But in preseason camp, there was a lot of wildcat with Juwan Johnson.
And we saw none of that.
It was supposed to be the red zone, and it was just amazing.
Why are you practicing it?
And then they never used it. Absolutely never used it.
No, but I hate to break it to y'all, but you're not going to get a lot of looks.
But you know what? Tonight, okay, guys, tonight that Wildcat is coming out. I promise you.
It might.
I have no idea what's going to happen.
It might work.
What I anticipate is what happened against Oklahoma, right? The same offensive game plan, because I have nothing else to go off of.
Right.
I know Lane was on the sideline during practices and things of that nature, but how much information is Lane going to give to Frank when Frank is going to Ole Miss, right?
Yeah.
And so I don't know, but at the end of the day, I do know LSU has a bunch of plays in their playbook. Use them.
Yeah, I would. I think you empty it all out here tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
Harlan Berry, I'll be the last question for you. We got to go to break. But I think he's one of the guys. Along with Tre'Davious Green, Pickett certainly is another guy
that
you want to keep here. And there's pretty decent NIL money involved with all of them. But for me, I think if you were looking at making a run toward Kawan Lacy, who's a different style runner completely from Harlan Berry, I think for Harlem, I think he realizes the situation he's in. If I stay here, I want to impress my coach that I can be the number one guy, and they got a lot of peeping eyes watching tonight.
Yeah, I think it's a big game for both Harlem and Caden. And then the other thing with the whole Kawan Lacy, and what we've seen at Ole Miss anyways, at least the last couple of running backs, it's not like how it's been at LSU where
– nope.
Four or five guys are going to play running back during the course of the game. They go with one guy, whether it was Kawan Lacy,
Junkins.
I mean, they have they. It seems like that is, and I Lane is certainly somebody that works with this personnel, and he's going to. But the last couple of years, he's gone with this is my primary back, and the backup is truly the backup, and he might only get four or five carries, if that.
And I don't have a problem with that. I think one of LSU's problems this past couple years.
They never could figure it out.
They never could figure out who is the prime guy.
Okay, I'm going to give you an Ed Orgeron comment when I asked that about, you know, kind of if Lane, and this was before he really actually took over, I was like, he's primarily a one back guy. He's like, yeah, but T-Boy, he wasn't like at USC. We had Lindale White and we had Reggie Bush. He's like, man, both them guys are getting carries. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, right.
And he said, okay, you didn't have that luxury at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
He didn't have that.
Right.
But he does think that if he had those guys, he said, if you think he runs the ball now, wait till he would have two backs like that. Because he said, that's what we did at USC.
Yeah.
We hung our hat on Lindell, and we'd give Reggie a break. Then we'd put Reggie in. Then he said, sometimes we had dual backs.
Yeah.
And he said, man, you'd see those defenders, the eyes, said, like big saucers, like, man, what the world's going on with this? And he said, we didn't do a lot out of it. But he said, man, you talk about confusion, we had it there. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank
really
you,
appreciate
Happy
it.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Our Inside the Tiger Den segment with Jeff Palermo. It's brought to you by Rouse's Market, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. We'll be back with more Tiger Tailgate right after this break.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.